Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Welcome back, my fellow campers, to the podcast and hopefully YouTube. Monetized, that is. We're here today, nonetheless. So, tonight we have two terrifying dogman sighting stories. One takes place up in northern Michigan. Go figure, right? And the second one is in my neck of the woods in eastern Tennessee, in a small town called Kodak. Not the film, that's the actual town. Stick around, subscribe, and let's get spooky. I grew up hunting around the Grayling area of Michigan. My family owns a small patch of property about 20 miles outside of town, mostly dense forest surrounded by the state line. Nothing fancy, just an old hunting cabin my grandfather had built in the late 70s with a rusted wood stove, propane lanterns, and a front porch that leans slightly to one side. In November of 2022, it was unusually cold, even for up here. Opening week of rifle season had already passed, and most hunters had gone home, which meant the woods were quiet again, finally. I took a few vacation days from work and drove up there alone, hoping to fill a late season tag. I got to the cabin around 3:30 p.m. in the afternoon. The temperature was already dropping into the low 30s. Thin patches of snow covered the ground in areas where sunlight couldn't even reach through the trees. The forest itself was mostly red pine and oak, dead leaves still everywhere. The kind of woods where every footstep crunches no matter how careful you try to be. The first night was pretty dang normal. I made chili on the stove. Yes, from a can. So sue me! And then I watched downloaded football highlights on my phone. Go Lions! Until the battery died. Then went to sleep at around 10 p.m. Sometime during the night, I woke up because something had hit the side of the cabin. Not scratched it, not bumped it. Hit it hard enough to shake the dust loose from the rafters. I sat up immediately. At first, I thought maybe a large branch nearby just had fallen down and hit the side of the wood or something, you know, on the cabin wall. But then I heard footsteps circling the cabin outside. I grabbed my rifle and looked through the front window. But the only light outside came from the moon reflecting off the snow. I couldn't see frickin' anything beyond the tree line. Then, the footsteps stopped completely. I stayed awake for another hour before finally convincing myself it had probably just been a bear or something close in its size. Big black bears still moved around up here occasionally if the winter stayed mild enough. The next morning is when I found tracks, but they weren't bear tracks. The prints were deep enough to press through the thin snow into the mud underneath, like really deep, and each one almost looked human, except they were longer. Each step was nearly 3 feet apart in some places, I swear to God. These tracks made absolutely no frickin' sense. But instead of leaving, which is what most people would have done, I decided to keep hunting. Yes, I'm fucking stubborn. That afternoon, at around 4:45, I climbed into the tree stand, overlooking a clearing about a half a mile from the cabin. It was getting close to sunset, and the temperature had dropped pretty fast. And the woods were dead quiet. If you spent enough time outside out here, you know silence in the woods usually means one of two frickin' things. About 20 minutes before dark, I heard something walking through the trees behind me. I assumed another hunter had wandered too close to my area, so I turned slightly in the stand, expecting to see orange camouflage or something. Instead, I saw something massive moving between the trees roughly 8 yards away. At first, I thought it was a bear standing upright. They do that to intimidate people. But then it stepped out from behind one of the pines, and I realized immediately it wasn't. At least 8 feet tall, covered in dark gray fur matted down from moisture. Its shoulders were extremely broad, but its waist tucked inwards almost like a man's. And its legs bent wrong. They bent like a dog's hind legs, but it was standing upright like a person, the same posture. The arms hung unusually low. Almost to its knees, really, ending in huge hands. Not paws. Hands. But the head looked canine. Long snout, tall pointed ears, yellowish eyes reflecting the fading sunlight. And the entire time it moved, it never once dropped onto all fours. It walked upright the entire way across the clearing. I swear to God. In my body, completely locked up like paralysis. Then, the thing stopped walking and slowly turned its head towards me. The distance between us was probably 70 yards at that point, but I knew instantly it was directly looking at me, like my camo was definitely useless at this point. The creature lifted its nose slightly into the air, almost sniffing me out. I grabbed my rifle and pointed it towards the thing, mostly out of instinct. The second I did that, the creature took one step towards me, and I realized something horrifying. It had been moving slowly before, but now it looked ready to sprint. Its posture. Every survival instinct in my body kicked in at once, I swear. Fight or flight, baby. I kicked down from the stand too fast, nearly slipping off the ladder, and the entire time I heard movement in the trees behind me. Fast movement, branches snapping, leaves crunching, matching my own direction. The damn thing was following me. I ran all the way back towards the cabin, stumbling through snow and deadfall with my rifle halfway falling out of my hands. A lot of times when people are frickin' scared, they get frickin' clumsy. At one point, I looked back, and I saw it briefly between the trees, keeping pace with me, still upright. I made it back to the cabin right after sunset and slammed the door behind me. I shoved the kitchen table against the entrance and sat there holding the rifle across my lap while listening. About 10 minutes later, I heard footsteps outside again. Slow circles around the cabin. Then, three knocks on the wall beside the bedroom. Not claws, not scrapes. Knocks, like knuckles against wood. big ones. I didn't sleep the rest of that night. At sunrise, I packed everything into my truck when I felt confident enough that the coast was clear and no sign of that furry bitch. And I left.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
I still live in Tennessee, and people around here either laugh at this kind of thing or they get real quiet when you mention it. This happened in the early 2000s when I was in high school, back when Kodak was still a lot quieter than it is now. As to its credit, it still is a small town for the most part, but it is growing with all the out-of-staters flooding in from California, Florida, Michigan, Chicago, and so on. All I gotta say about that is don't try to change my state into what you fled from, and we could all get along. Most people only know the area because it sits right outside Sevierville, on the way towards Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge. Tourists fly through there constantly heading for the mountains, Dollywood, outlet malls, dinner shows, all that stuff. But if you actually grew up here, you know there are still patches of deep woods tucked behind neighborhoods and old roads where things get isolated fast. Especially back then. This happened during my sophomore year, probably late October or early November of 2003. And I was 16 at the time. My family lived off a narrow back road outside Kodak, not far from the French Broad River. Our house sat at the end of a gravel driveway surrounded by trees. The school bus dropped me off near the main road every afternoon. Normally, I'd have about a 20-minute walk home. But there was a shortcut. Everybody in the area knew about it. There was a stretch of woods cutting between two properties that connected directly to the back side of our neighborhood. If you walked through there, you could cut the trip almost in half. It was technically private property, but nobody cared. Kids used it constantly. I'd probably walked that trail hundreds of times. That's important because I knew these woods. I knew every log, every muddy section, every weird tree stump that looked creepy as fuck. I wasn't some city kid getting scared by normal forest sounds. And before this happened, I never believed in anything supernatural. Just the movies. Not cryptids, not monsters, paranormal, nothing. The day it happened started completely normal. I remember it was cloudy and cold enough I could see my breath when I got off the bus. The leaves had mostly fallen by then, covering the trail in brown and orange layers that crunched under your shoes. The bus dropped me off at about 4 p.m. I remember because it got dark earlier that time of year, and my mom always wanted me home before sunset. I had my backpack slung over one shoulder because that's what cool kids do. Headphones on, listening to burned CDs on the portable player because this was before smartphones really existed. Nothing unusual. I started down the shortcut trail, like always, and at first, everything was normal. The woods were quiet, but not unnaturally quiet. I could hear distant traffic from the interstate, leaves moving in the wind, birds here and there. About halfway through the trail, there was a low creek bed that you had to cross. During summer, it was mostly dry, but after rain, it filled with muddy water. That day, it was damp but passable. I hopped across the rocks and started climbing the small hill on the other side. That's when I smelled it. At first, I thought something had died nearby. But the smell was awful. Wet dog ass mixed with garbage and something rotten underneath it. Strong enough that I physically stopped walking. I remember pulling my hoodie up over my nose, thinking maybe there was a dead deer nearby. Then I heard movement ahead, like someone slowly walking through leaves. I figured maybe another kid was cutting through the woods too. So I called out. Hello? No answer. The footsteps stopped immediately though. That should have been my first warning sign. I stood there listening for maybe 10 seconds. And still, nothing. Then the movement started again, but this time it sounded farther to my left, like whatever made the noise had moved position without me hearing it walk there. That made my stomach tighten a little bit. I pulled my headphones off completely and listened harder. Nothing out of the norm, really, so I just shrugged it off. I started walking again, faster this time. And that, ladies and gents, is when I saw it. At first, it was just movement between trees about maybe 60 or 70 yards ahead. Dark shape, tall, way taller than a person should have looked from that distance. I remember thinking for one stupid second that maybe it was a hunter wearing some camouflage or something. Then it stepped out from behind a tree. And my brain completely stopped making sense of what I was seeing. The thing was standing upright. Not leaning against a tree. Not climbing. Standing like a person. Except it was not a person. The first thing I noticed was the height. At least 7-8 feet tall, maybe more. Its shoulders sat unnaturally high and wide, and dark fur covered its entire body. Not bear fur either. Longer, shaggier around the arms and chest. Its legs bent backwards slightly like a dog's, but the torso looked muscular and almost human-shaped. I remember staring at its hands because that's what disturbed me the most. They looked human, kind of, but with long clawed fingertips, arms hanging low, and then it looked at me, and I froze completely. This German Shepherd lookalike had eyes that were glowing an amber color. I could remember exactly how those eyes, how it made me feel when I stared back at it. And then, the smell hit stronger. Rotting wet fur. Like something that lived in damp caves and old meat. Or something of that mixture. I couldn't move. I couldn't even process fear yet because my brain was still trying to convince myself that it had to be some logical explanation. A Halloween outfit? I mean, it was that time of year. And then this thing tilted its head slowly. And it smiled. I know how crazy that sounds, but it fucking smiled. Its lips pulled back slightly, exposing huge teeth. And there was something deeply wrong about the expression because it looked intentional, human, mocking almost. And that's when the full fear finally hit me. Hard. Every instinct in my body screamed, "Fucking run, retard!" But I still couldn't move. The thing took a slow step towards me. Its legs moved awkwardly but powerfully. Like it wasn't fully built for upright walking, but preferred it anyways. Leaves crushed loudly beneath its feet. I finally stumbled backward. I sprinted back down the trail so fast I nearly fell across the creek. Behind me, I heard the movement explode through the woods. Heavy crashing, branches snapping. And the worst part? It still sounded bipedal. I glanced back. Big mistake. The thing was moving through the trees behind me upright at a terrifying speed, keeping up easily. Its eyes reflected strangely through the woods, even in the daylight. I started screaming for help. Not words really, just panicked yelling. I knew there were houses maybe a quarter mile ahead if I could reach the neighborhood. The creature let out a noise behind me that I still hear in nightmares sometimes. A half-human slash dog howl. I've heard coyotes my whole life, and it wasn't anything like that. I hit the edge of the woods so fast I nearly slammed into a fence. Once I reached the first backyard, I turned again. Nothing. The woods were still, completely still. I told my mom and dad about it later once they had both gotten home from work that day. She assumed I saw a bear. My dad did too when he got home. For weeks afterwards, I refused to use the shortcut trail, period. My parents thought I was overreacting, seeing things or looking for attention. And my friends laughed about it at school. One of them even joked that I had seen a werewolf. But they could go fuck themselves. I know what I saw. And my mom is only a stepmom, so yeah. Stay out of Kodak. Well, that wraps it up for tonight's terrifying video of the two supposedly dogman slash werewolf encounters. I'm leaning more towards dogman because neither story mentioned anything about it actually shapeshifting. As werewolves shapeshift, dogman does not. And neither story mentioned it actually talking. Smiling, yes, in the second story, but actually talking. Werewolves are humans, cursed, that could switch between werewolf and human form, and they could speak, because they're technically human prior to being cursed. The dogman is simply just that. A beast. There is no transformation, there's no talking, nothing. It's just a straight-up killer. And I think these stories lean towards the dogman section because, one, the first one's in frickin' Michigan. Duh. And the second one didn't mention anything that really pertained to a werewolf, in my opinion, outside of its appearance. And a werewolf and a dogman, to me, pretty much look the same. Both have glowing eyes. Some people's accounts say it has amber glowing eyes. Some say it has red glowing eyes, so I don't know, to each their own if they actually live to tell the tale. Let me know down in the comments below what you think, and we'll see you next time.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America. discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.